Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have, and I'm not sure if you can call them star-crossed lovers because they don't quite get that close, but Quasimodo and Esmeralda are here, and they are the main characters. You may recall from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, that 1831 novel by Victor Hugo, and they are the shining lights in an upcoming performance of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's a musical that's the Capital City Theater is going to be presenting in the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center in Madison Friday, June 1st, Saturday, June 2nd, and Sunday, June 3rd. And their director, Andrew Abrams, is here too. And I suppose I should tell your real names too. For Esmeralda, that would be Cindy Winters. And for Quasimodo, Julian Decker. Welcome, 1, 2, and 3.
Hi.
Thank you. I should say I'm not the, our Brian Cowing is actually our director. I'm just, I'm the musical director for this one. Sorry
okay.
about that.
Well,
that's,
Brian.
That's okay. Close enough. Definitely a director.
Oh, that's true.
So just to get a couple of insights into this musical, first of all, the original story is not exactly an upper.
No.
Yeah, in so many words. No, not so really.
Much. Yeah.
But it's been changed so much over the years, I'm sure. I mean, Disney did it in 1996 as a film. And
this has the Disney songs in it, actually.
So
it's just a slightly darker script.
Okay, somewhere in between Disney and Victor Hugo, then.
Yeah. Would you say that, Julian?
Yeah, I think, you know, it definitely has elements of fluff in it, and it also has those dark moments from the book. But it's kind of a happy medium of both. You really don't feel like you're sitting in one place for too long. And with the Disney songs, you can't help but be taken on that like magical journey.
Yeah. Julian was actually lucky enough to be part of the original production of this.
Yeah.
So he had some insights
Broadway
into its
production.
Creation. Well, it was never actually on Broadway.
Oh, really?
No, it didn't make it. We did a premiere in the U.S. premiere in California, in San Diego, at the La Jolla Playhouse. And then it was a joint production with Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey. And there was a lot of talk about taking it to Broadway. But there were a lot of things that came into play later on in the game.
A lot of details.
It should have gone to Broadway. It was an incredible show.
But so, one of those.
One day it will.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe.
Okay, well,
someday.
Do your part.
Someday.
Do your part.
Someday. Yes.
So, someday. Yes, we'll be getting to someday. That's actually one of the hit tunes from the musical. And actually, we have a couple of brief excerpts from it, which you, Andy, are going to introduce for us.
So the first track we're going to listen to is actually called The Entr'acte, but it is a showpiece because we have a 50-person choir with a professional orchestra playing, and we want to showcase this.
That's huge.
It is, and it's pretty epic. but we have this huge choir, and this piece, that The Entr'acte, is a showpiece for them and the orchestra, and it's sort of like the Verdi Requiem. When you hear it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Here we go. Well, that'll certainly fill the hall.
Not what one usually thinks of when one thinks of an entr'acte to a musical.
that's true. Yeah, usually it's a short instrumental piece. But there you have, you say, a lot of themes woven in that are a little bit different from what they'll turn out to be later. From The Hunchback of Notre Dame, original title, Notre Dame de Paris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little more general in the
There's
title.
Actually a musical called Notre Dame de Paris that was made in France and never really made it out of Europe, but was very popular over there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's a great story. It's almost like a predecessor to Carmen in some ways, mm-hmm. But the unrequited, unfulfilled love, of course, between Quasimodo and Esmeralda. And Julian Decker is playing Quasimodo, and you have some nice arias in this piece? Do we call them arias if it's a musical, or just songs?
Well, songs.
Songs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them feel like arias when you're when you're singing them.
Was that a high C you hit in the?
Yeah, it's you know, the song that was written for the musical and actually made its debut in the 2003 production in Germany was this song called Made of Stone. And I remember getting the material for the original audition for the U.S. premiere, and when I saw this song, I immediately was like, it was like the full production of Les Mis in one number. It is that epic. Mm-hmm. And the way it's originally written is it goes from like an A to a G, or a G to an A to a B flat, and then ends on a high C. When I saw that and realized that I was actually able to do it, it was like one of those moments of, yes, thank you for this.
Sort of like overcoming one of those barricades from Les Mis.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a song out there that Quasimodo mm-hmm. sings in this.
And what's yeah, do you want to set that up?
Yeah, I'll set that up. This song, you know, every musical has the I Want song. And sure. Quasimodo, we've kind of figured, is around 21, 22 years old. So he's been there in the bell tower locked away for 20 some years, and you know, he has only been able to see the outside world through the parapets and looking over at the world below.
Don't forget
and
the gargoyles.
Yes, he has his gargoyle friends. So this is like sort of his moment to tell his story and what he has observed for so many years and the things that he desires most about stepping into the outside world. This is out there.
The world is cruel. The world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city.
Marvel how performers can do that night after night, sometimes a couple of times a day, and then, you know, five more shows that week or whatever. Well, yeah. Cindy Winters, you would know something about that. You were in the original cast of Hamilton.
I was not in the original cast, but I was in the cast on Broadway in Hamilton. Yes, I played Peggy, Angelica, and Eliza Schuyler. I played all of the Schuyler sisters, and that was a wonderful experience. And this is my second time back in Wisconsin. Also, I also played Nala in The Lion King, and when it played Appleton, I played the PAC out in Appleton. So
you've been in some big shows and had a lot of traveling around with these shows too.
It's been exciting for sure.
Esmeralda, how does it compare to the other roles that you've sung?
It's really interesting. I am so drawn to strong female characters. Nala being a strong female character, I would put her in the same category as being a Disney princess, just like any one of the other ones, Ariel or
Belle,
you know, Cinderella. Strong female character. And with Esmeralda, she is the, as Andrew said, the pivot. She's stirring the pot. But yet she's also searching for acceptance in her own way. But she has this empathetic quality and just compassion to her that she can see people for who they are because she's lived below the eye of everyone her whole life.
Kind of in the margins, yes.
Yeah.
Celebrated gypsy character.
Exactly.
Again, rather like Carmen.
Yes.
Yeah. Very yes, much so. Yes. So beautiful, but yet no one wants to touch her. No one wants to be around her, really.
Well, they're going to want to listen to her.
Yes. Yes.
That's for sure.
I hope so.
Performances of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Capital City Theater putting it on, and the music director is Andrew Abrams. He's been with us today. Have two of the leads. They are Cindy Winters as Esmeralda and Julian Decker as Quasimodo. And 50 singers and
50 singers, 22 people in the orchestra.
Oh, you're going to be able to feel this musical. You're going to feel it.
Your bones will be rattling.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, through the music and through, I mean, you can listen to it.
Talk about goosebumps.
Yeah, you can listen to the soundtrack on Spotify or wherever you have your headphones on.
Of course.
And you're, it's in your nerves. It's in your nervous system. Your hair on your arm stands up. So that's what really attracted me to this, to wanting to do this project.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing some insights today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
About the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, get there on time, you guys. FYI,
that's
don't
always,
be late.
That's always a good advice.